What's up, y'all? We back with another podcast with Posting Up with Skip. And this episode is just like about the decisions we make and how we can capitalize off our small decisions, which lead up to like big reactions. Like every decision we make is a decision you make in chapter one can derail you in chapter five, or it can elevate you and take your game or your life to another level in chapter 11, for example. So that's why I love the game of basketball, because anything somebody's going through, it's like they can tell me something. I can say, okay, well, right now you're going through some adversity. It's third quarter for you, 2 minutes left. You could sit around and pout this, that, or the other, but at the end of the day, you have to make a play. You gotta go to work anyway, so you might as well sit that down screen as hard as you can and seal yourself in the paint so you can get an easy finish. Go to work. Don't bother nobody. Don't let anybody make you mad or get you out of your character, and, you know, just go through what they go through. So that's why I love my game of basketball, and I'm really trying to tap in with like the high schoolers. Shit, it could be high schoolers, it could be college players, professional, anyone, but it's like the younger guys. It's like I want them to know that ain't nobody's out here is perfect, so I'd rather school them now than rather sooner than later. You know, you gotta be aware of your surroundings. You have to understand that everybody, when you're successful or when you look like you're successful, everyone wants to be around. But you have to surround yourself with people who have just as much to lose as you, you know? Because it's easy to be friends with the guy that's got the juice, he got this, he could do all that for you, but like, what is he doing? Like, what is he doing to elevate himself? Like, is he just sitting around doing the same thing every day? Or does he have to go to practice at 9 o'clock, go to class at 11, or all these things like you have to? So you have to understand that if you don't have as much to lose as I do, then there's really not too much that we really need to be talking about. And it's hard. I understand when you're younger, you live fast, you want to be, because I did the same thing. I'm cool with all the soccer players and all the guys off the court that didn't necessarily do the things that were legal and all this stuff, but it was fun, you know? So I know you get the urge to want to hang out, and it's a time and place for everything. You can do that, but you have to just know how to balance it all. And you have to understand, everybody's not your friend. Like my Uncle Kirk, he was stressing this to me in high school. Like, okay, you're getting this little piece of stardom or whatever, but you have to understand, like in your high school team, everybody's not your friend. Like, and I didn't understand that, because I'm like, what are you talking about? Every morning we all clicked up, we laughing at this, that. The chemistry seemed like it was there, but it's like, when you really go through something, when I really went through something, like I didn't really hear from. I heard from maybe one or two of them, you know. So I found out that like 8 years later, like, but you know, he was right. Everybody's not your friend. A lot of the people are just there for the ride. They're there just for the good times that you can bring, or the money that you can give them, or the club that you can get them in, or you know, what you can do for them, you know. But when it gets rough, not too many people are gonna really be there, and you know, a lot of people are really just like plant themselves in your life just to watch your downfall or to contribute to your downfall. I'm not saying everybody's evil like that, but you see how today's world is. It's like, it's sick, honestly. Like, not too many people are really genuine out here. And you have to understand, every decision you make is critical. Like, you can drink, you can do this, that, the other, but you have to understand, like, when you get to college, like, there's gonna be drug tests. There's gonna be guys on the staff, whether it's football team, soccer team, basketball team, the managers, they're gonna spy on your life, like whether it's through social media, or like literally like sit outside your apartment and see who's going in and out. Like, that's literally their job. Like, so every decision you make, every reaction is gonna get every action leads to a reaction. So you know, so just be careful, man, because It's really crazy out here, and social media has made it so difficult to maneuver. Like, you can't really move out loud like how, like back in the day, you could do this. You could drink on Instagram, make a story about it or something, but, you know, it's not too much noise around it. But now, like, well, I see that, for example. Let's say I'm an evil guy. I see you drinking or whatever, and I'm the manager for the team. I send it to my coach. Boom. Now the coach already know what you're doing in your off time. Who you hanging out with? Who you surrounding yourself with? So it's just like everything is. The internet keeps good receipts. So just be careful and like watch what you're posting. And I feel like everyone should live like this. You can't post what you really. Can't even really post what you really think sometimes, because first of all, you're gonna get judged, which a lot of that don't even matter sometimes. It's just the fact that I'm not gonna post my look, Kyrie, for example. He posted some crap on the internet, and then you see how the whole basketball world and the whole world like views him now. They try to derail his whole career. Like Nike tried to pull back their sponsorship with him and all this stuff. So you just have to be aware of what you're posting and stuff like that. So, and we have to move so fast, because it's easy. Like when you're making your little money, life is going good, you think, oh, okay, I'll spend this money on this. I'm gonna get it back, or oh, I can do this. I'm gonna hang out with them. But just slow down and just like see life for what it really is, because you know it can get ugly for you real quick. One small decision you make could change your life forever, you know? So just stay down and then just, it's boring, but shoot. Like right now I'm in Chile, like I'm not home, but at home I'll be going out, going to go see my cousin, hanging out, drinking or something like that with my people. But, you know, out here, there's nothing to do. Like I'm in my hotel all day. I wake up and I go work out, and you know, I'm the best version of myself, but I had to cut out all the distractions, like all the extracurricular activities and just hanging out with people I ain't had no business hanging out with. It's, you know, just a time and a place for everything. I just literally just got off the phone with my cousin Kayvon, and it was like, we was talking about how we used to get our behinds when we was young. We're just like, because he had to whoop his stepson yesterday. But he had to, like, the moral of that story was, hey, it's a time and a place for everything. You can't be playing here, because, you know, when we get home, you can play. Like, when we're in public and, like, at the store or whatever, you can't be out here just doing whatever you want. Like, no, it's going to be consequences, you know. And it's consequences for all of us in life. So, you know, I'm not telling y'all to be perfect or nothing like that, because nobody out here is. But just, like I said, it's time, place for everything. Just find your way to compartmentalize everything and make it all work out. And, like, it's not really that hard. It just takes a lot of discipline, you know. Sometimes it takes getting out of your comfort zone, putting yourself in a weird position so you can really get your life to where you need to be, focus how you need to focus, make money how you need to make money, save money how you need to save money, and or get closer to God like how you need to get closer to God and stuff like that. So, you know, just wanted to really just share that. And it's a lot of high school, because when I was in high school, going to visits or whatever, they hit you with the glitz and the glamour, like, okay, well, you go here, we're going to give you this amount of money, you're going to play this amount of minutes, you could do this in your off time, that in off time. Like, and when you get to that school, it's like, dang, you could do everything. You kill your day by doing everything but doing your job. Like, in college, I wake up, go to class, get that out the way real quick, come back to the crib with my boys. You know, we doing what we doing, and whole day gone. And by the time 9 or 10 o'clock comes, it's like, damn, okay, the whole day over with. That's like an off day, for example. I ain't do nothing basketball. I wasn't productive in any kind of manner at all. It's just like it's life. Like, you have fun with it, but you have to understand, like, I gotta handle my business too. So you see the. Get with it or you get rolled over, honestly. Like, you gotta take care of your business whenever you're in high school, college, working every day, whatever. Just know that life gonna hit you hard. Ain't no use of making excuses, because when you at your lowest, it seems like all your friends, it's like they just like up and they gone. Like, oh, now they going through something. But which they can be, but it's like, hey, now that I done went through something, I need them. Like, nobody really here. You got to know that from the get-go. You got to know that now. So prepare yourself for that. Just have your life in order so that when times do get tough, you all you need, you and your family and your real friends, who stick through you, who stick there with you whenever it gets ugly. Like, that's when you find out who your real friends are. So you get through that moment, or you get through that time in life. So, you know, it's all come down to discipline and having a good relationship with God and all that. So, you know, just some food for thought, you know. It's up to you to get to where you want in life, honestly. Like, you can't put that burden on nobody else. Like, you can't have me, you're not going to make me feel bad. This is another way you can think about it. Okay, they might not have been there for you, but let's say they do got something going on. Like myself, I can't be there for like my cousins right now. If he need me to bond him out, or if he need me to loan him a couple of dollars, or if he need me to just like pull up on him real quick, because like I'm in a whole nother country. I literally can't be there for you. So yeah, just prepare yourself for all that. Like, have people lined up in your life. So if it does get ugly, like, okay, I call my Auntie Keita real quick, or I hit my real friend. I know he got my back. So just know, like, if you want to get to where you want in life, like, you just got to put your head down and know that nobody gonna feel sorry for you, and it's up to you, really. You want to get to that job, you want to get that job that you really want to get, you got to do your homework, study, be better than the other guys that's gonna be applying for the position, or be better than the people that's already working there. Know something more, be able to do something that they don't know how to do, you know. So, you know, just try to be different, try to be the best you can be, and just be perfectly you, honestly. So that's my message for today. I appreciate y'all for listening, man. Make sure y'all like, subscribe, and leave a 5-star rating. Oh, and last night we finally lost. I feel like we was on like a 5-6 game win streak, but we finally lost yesterday. And, you know, 25 points and 19 rebounds. Body hurting, just came back from going shopping. So now I'm just like meditating, just chilling in my hotel room, really. About to ice these feet, ice these knees, and, you know, get back to doing me. So, like I said, y'all, make sure y'all like, subscribe, and leave that 5-star comment, 5 stars for me, and appreciate y'all.